Welcome to Good Deeds. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and with me today is a boutique owner who I've known for a very long time, Jackie Zumba. And for Mother's Day, she is doing a fundraiser. It is a special event, Jackie Z Style Company and philanthropic tastemakers, Booze and Boutiques, are pairing Parisian elegance with community generosity. Welcome, Jackie. Tell us all about it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today. We're so excited. We wanted to bring a fashionable yet worthy of a good cause event to right downtown St. Pete. The Sundial has a beautiful, newly renovated courtyard, and myself and the owners of Booze and Boutiques were like, what can we do that this town hasn't seen that is philanthropic, fashionable, and fun? And that's how Passport to Paris was born. So here we are, just 2 weeks away from the event. We're so excited. We have two charities that we are actually focusing on for this particular event. One is the Hamburg Foundation, which serves disabled children. And the other one is Children's Dream Fund, which many people around here are familiar with, that help grant wishes for sick children. So that one I love. It's near and dear to my heart. We love giving to that event, to that charity. So this event, we're hoping we're going to fund several dreams for children. So we're really excited. And of course, Jackie Z, myself, we have an amazing fashion show to put on for this event for everybody attending. There's still tickets available for sale for the event. 100% of the monies from the event go straight to the charities. So that's very exciting.
So there's a runway fashion show, live music, art, gourmet bites, and champagne. Let's talk about 17-year-old Galilea. She's a Children's Dream Fund dreamer, and I understand she's going to be modeling. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're very excited. She's going to be coming down and modeling in the runway show. And because of this event we're putting on, her dream is going to be granted at the event. So we are extremely, extremely excited for that. She's going to look amazing in all of our stuff. And it'll be something different and fun and exciting for her to participate with in the day. And, you know, because it's Mother's Day weekend, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of mother and daughters kind of coming along, kind of hanging out, shopping, doing all the things we talked about in the courtyard. We're going to have amazing food. We're going to have drinks. It's going to feel like you're walking into like a Paris market. That's the goal, to kind of feel like you're in Paris for the day. You're not in St. Pete. You're hanging out, having your croissant, having a glass of rosé, and being able to enjoy the fashion and all the time knowing that you're raising money for a great cause.
You know, Jackie, I want to ask you, I mean, you do a lot of philanthropic stuff in town, and I want to talk about that, but you chose to help people who care for those with special needs and children battling life-threatening illnesses. How did you decide, and how did this come to you, and how did you know about it, and is there some kind of link here with something in your life?
Yes, so my brother is disabled, so I've always liked to give back to charities that work with disabled children, but the owner of the person who started the Hamburg Foundation is a friend and client of mine. He initially started shopping in a store. We became friends. I found out about the foundation through Holly, who's his significant other, and me and her were at lunch one day, and we were like, we need to do something. I would love to do something to raise money for this because I love what they do. They don't take any salaries in this charity. All of the money goes to, you know, the people in need. And I think that really says a lot for, you know, a charity. They're self-funded. They're doing all this work in the community. And I love that every dollar goes back to helping children. So that was it.
And I think it's so wonderful because you talk about your brother and Bobby, he had a special needs child as well.
Right. Exactly.
So tell me a little bit about the importance of a business doing philanthropy as part of their mission, because I know that you have been involved in many, many things in town. Talk to me about the importance of this and why every business should be doing work with nonprofits.
So, you know, honestly, I don't know. It just always came naturally to me. I always loved it. I always loved to be able to give back with what I do with my company, and it gives me the freedom to do so. So it's just always been a natural part of my business model since I started, you know, 13, 14 years ago. And I think it just really goes hand in hand well with fashion shows, being able to raise monies for these organizations. But I think the big thing is because I'm so ingrained in the community and I do so many of these things, it gets me out there. So, you know, let's say another business owner is just kind of getting started, get involved in these events, get your name out there, because then the more people will find you. And people want to support those who are helping the community, for sure.
What are some tips for choosing the right charity and looking for a good organization locally to work with?
So I always found that I like to work with charities that work with things that I personally relate to. So I have a 10-year-old daughter. I love, and it would, you know, devastate me if she was sick or anything ever happened to her. So I always think, okay, I want to do as much as I can for children's charities. I love working with children's charities. And then, like I said, with my brother having the link of him being disabled, I also work with a lot of charities that work with disabled people. That being said, you know, if something else happened in my life with something with cancer, I'd probably switch over and do stuff with cancer. So I feel like I always work with charities that are kind of something related to what I have going on, just because I find I work harder when I have a real passion inside of me. It just kind of works for me. But I think everyone kind of has to choose their own way when it comes to that.
I'm so glad you mentioned your 10-year-old. I wanted to, as Mother's Day is approaching, I'm doing a series on mothers. And I want to ask you the same question I just asked you about your daughter. How do you instill a philanthropic spirit and a young person?
You know, honestly, it's been pretty easy because she watches what I do, and she just kind of naturally progressed into it. She herself had this idea a few weeks ago. It blew me away. She was like, Mom, I want to do a lemonade stand and sell bracelets out in front of your store. And it was like a weekend. I didn't have a babysitter. It was like, perfect, done, let's do it. So we do it. She ended up, you know, raking in a lot of money. And she was like, Mom, let's, you know, donate a percent to Children's Dream Fund. I know you like that charity. She's like, can I bring the check myself? And I was like, absolutely. So she's just kind of seen me do it. And it's kind of just happening, you know, organically right now. And I'm very, very excited about it. She's going to be at the Passport to Paris event. And I'm putting her to work. That girl is helping all behind the scenes. She's going to see, you know, all the things that we're doing. So I think that she's kind of been brought up in this world that she's just naturally kind of getting into, and it's very important to my husband and I that she is involved as much as possible. So I think it's important that if the parents set the example, the kids will follow.
You know, you've been downtown in St. Pete for a long time. I see more and more, you know, there's Casa and there's Julie Weintraub at Golden Diamond Source, and there's all of these people, organizations, Creative Clay. Talk to me about St. Pete as a philanthropic community from your point of view, Jackie.
Yeah, because, you know, coming from Sarasota, I came from Sarasota originally to St. Pete, and I feel like everyone in St. Pete just has big hearts. I do. Like, even like my clients, not even related to charity, but just people that I have run into, they're just good people all around. Julie Weintraub, another great person. I mean, she does so much for the community, and she's another business owner. It just goes to show you how it's so great to have these business owners who are doing more than just worrying about their business and doing stuff to give back to the community that serves them. You know, it's like a full circle, I feel like, and I really appreciate that about this city.
Well, we really appreciate you, Jackie. Folks, if you've just tuned in to this episode of Good Deeds, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and we're talking about fashion meets philanthropy. You can celebrate Mother's Day with a passport to Paris in downtown St. Pete. Jackie Zumba, of course, of Jackie C. Style, which has been at the Sundial through all the transformation, will be hosting this May 10th from 11 to 2 at the Sundial Plaza in St. Pete. We'll have the website link up for the event. What else is going on down at the Sundial, Jackie, that you want to share with us before this podcast is over? What's happening? I know things are starting to move along.
Lots of good things are happening here. We expanded, actually. We have more space here, new stores going on. Other new stores are coming in. There's some fantastic restaurants coming in. Forbici is coming from Tampa. That's going to be absolutely amazing. There's some other really exciting things in the works that I can't talk about yet, but it's going to be something St. Pete has never seen before. So we are very excited for all the changes and all of the newness and all of the, you know, the courtyard's done. Everything's kind of coming together. So we really want this to be a place for people to be able to come downtown, enjoy, hang out, relax, eat, shop, do all the things.
Wonderful. Jackie, thank you so much for being us folks. Please join Jackie and Brittany Lynch from Booze and Boutiques for their fundraiser for the Hamburg Foundation and Children's Dream Fund, May 10th, 11 to 2 at the Sundial Plaza. Thank you, Jackie, so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.